Ciao a tutti, this is News Cappuccino.
E non dire più quelle cose che hai detto.
As I enter the bar in this festive period, I always have a bit of trouble wondering what to wish people. Now, in Italian you can get away with a very generic auguri, which is something like best wishes, and you can use it for Christmas, for birthdays, for Easter, for any kind of celebration. It can also mean a generic good luck, but don't use that with the very superstitious Italians, or you may see them touching their private parts or touching metal to ward off the bad luck you're bringing them. If you want to wish good luck, you must say in bocca al lupo, which actually means in the mouth of the wolf. Then there's even some debate on how to answer that, because traditionally it was crepi lupo, may the wolf die, but more recently people point out that the saying may originate from the mother cub holding her baby cubs in her mouth, so you should say viva il lupo, may the wolf live, or long live the wolf. Anyway, we said auguri is a very generic best wishes. Then I start wondering about the whole best wishes business. What does that mean anyway, best wishes? Do you have like mediocre and bad wishes as well? Is it like, hey John, happy holidays, mediocre wishes to you and the family? I wonder. Same thing with regards, really. Best regards. Or just regards. Or suitable regards. Or satisfactory regards. If you want to wish a Merry Christmas or whatever in Italy, you could say Buon Natale, which actually means Merry Christmas, or Buone Feste, which is Happy Holidays. Anyway. The whole business of wishing holiday wishes gets a bit complicated when you try to be too politically correct. Obviously, not everybody celebrates Christmas. People can be atheist, Muslim, or any other religion that doesn't celebrate Christmas. Then, on the other hand, you've got the people that complain that they can't say Merry Christmas like they used to be able to anymore. But I personally have never seen an anti-Merry Christmas police around, so... This whole business of what to wish people ties in to recent articles I've been reading about local administrations run by the League Party wanting to enforce the presence of crucifixes in public places such as schools, because ours is a Christian state, and the state religion is Catholicism, and so on and so forth. Now, I personally have absolutely no issues with my children being in a classroom with a crucifix, and at this point I would also add any other religious symbols they want to put in. I'm not bothered in the slightest. I feel that if I've given them the right ideas and the right values, then they can make their own choices and hopefully be able to navigate this information overload that we are now undergoing. I personally am not very religious. I would define myself as an optimistic agnostic, borrowing a phrase from my brother-in-law, or a possibilian, but that's just being a little bit lazy. It means you're open to any possibility, really. The whole issue of the crucifix has been coming up quite a lot lately. It's supposedly tied to Europe's Christian roots. But with regard to Europe's Christian roots, I also consider people like Aristotle, Plato, Seneca, Virgil, and so on, part of our European roots. Latin and Roman law itself was all around way before Christianity was even contemplated. If you really must put it into the metaphor, you could say that Christianity could be the trunk of Europe, because it was important in the late Roman Empire, starting with Constantine and then all through the Holy Roman Empire and so on, but not the roots. Religion in Italy has always been a pretty big issue. The Papal States have been a huge player in Italian politics for centuries before Italy was unified in 1861. After the Second World War, the dominating party in Republican politics was the Christian Democrats, and they were greatly influenced by the Vatican. Over the years, this influence has diminished. For example, in northern Italy, the number of people who live together rather than get married has now overcome the number of people who actually get married, something which was a great taboo for the church in the past. But the issue of religion has come up again recently, as I mentioned, with the whole crucifixes and religion being part of the cultural identity. Now, in all of this, I don't want to take an anti-religious stance. I'm quite envious of spiritual people, and I think that moderate religious people can bring great value and help to others, whatever their religion may be. Obviously, it's extremism of any kind that starts to cause problems. Indeed, for this holiday period, whatever you may call it, there's one memory I would like to share with you as a holiday wish, let's say. I have visited all kinds of churches. Obviously, St. Peter's in Rome, St. Paul's in London. I've seen Hagia Sophia in Istanbul. I've seen mosques, temples, synagogues. We have a very nice synagogue here in our city, for example. In all of this beautiful architecture, there is one church in all of the ones I've seen over the years, which I remember more fondly than any other. It's not particularly big, it's not particularly impressive, and it's not particularly beautiful at all. It's actually in a very simple room in an airport. Stansted Airport, to be precise. It's not the form of the church, which I remember so fondly, but its very nature and the sign outside. So, for this holiday period, I share with you the memory of that sign. It said, Multi-Faith Chapel, all faiths welcome.